Joining me right now is Coach Rob Lutz, head coach for the volleyball team at Garden City Community College. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. The very first conference win for the Lady Busters in somewhere around 50 matches. So, man, I'll tell you what, that is a great, great feeling. And not only the fact you're at 500 now, at 5-5 overall, but 1-0 in conference play. You knock off Cloud County tonight here at home by 24-21, 25-19, 25-19. And there was one play in the second set that I thought was just fantastic about one of your gals coming clear back here on the back line. She was behind the back line and still able to get that bump clear across the net, and we ended up winning the point. And that really brought the house down. Great crowd tonight, too, as well.
It was a great crowd tonight. I mean, all of us are super excited. The crowd was excited. The players were excited. I was excited. That particular play brought probably the loudest ovation of the evening. Natalia ran back easily to the end of the basketball court, which puts her over 50 feet away from the net, sends the ball deep enough, there's miscommunication on their side, bounces off one of their players and lands for a kill, which should not have happened, but hey, it was the effort. We shouldn't have got the ball back. They weren't expecting it back, and it landed. So cheers for us for pursuing, which is, again, one of those things we work on. Pursue every ball, pursue every ball, pursue every ball. You never know what's going to happen. So it was really nice to have it happen for us on our side tonight.
The fruits of your hard work and effort over the course of the summertime and during this last year are really becoming to come to fruition right now. You're seeing the gals that you've recruited that have some experience, that certainly have the talent, and they're showing up on the court right now. I was impressed with several aspects of your matches tonight. Your setter, I thought she did a fantastic job in getting things put up for the gals, and just talk about that a little bit, and then, of course, your hitters.
Well, one of the things we've been talking about with Brandy, our setter, is her decision-making process when she's got the ball. She tends to get one-dimensional. Tonight, she was spreading the ball all around, all the hitters all over the place. She got multiple hitters in rhythm, got them feeling hot, so that when we needed a kill, you didn't have to go to one player. We could go to several different players. Taylor Winchester was doing fabulous things on the outside. She was mixing up shots along with Big Power. Paula Gonzalez hit all three positions across the front row. Josie Steele on the right side, Natalia Pereira on the outside. It was truly, you got to credit Brandy, our setter, for allowing all those hitters to be able to do that. And it was pretty fun to watch.
Exactly. And, of course, the other aspect of the game up front. I thought the passing tonight, I heard you make a comment that maybe not as well as they could have.
Yeah, I don't think our passing was as good tonight, and our serving was atrocious. We had way too many missed serves. But the good news about passing and serving is it's things that are within our control. We can work on those things in our gym and work on getting better at those. I don't have to rely on anybody on the other side of the net doing anything differently. So if you're going to have mistakes, I'd much rather have them on our side because we can take control of that, work on it in practice, and go out and improve it.
Well, you got your very first conference win. Of course, now it's going to get a little tougher. You have to take on Barton County on Wednesday night. And Barton, one of those top teams in the Jayhawk Conference. Some thoughts about that?
Well, absolutely. Barton is the defending Jayhawk champions. Barton went to the national tournament last year, and Barton's a solid team. So I don't know exactly how good they are. I'm going to have to go to the films and try and see what I can find out about them. I don't have that much information about them. I'm just going to prepare for a big, well-coached team that we're going to play against.
Coach, thanks for the comments.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks very much.